Hi, you're listening to the My Body, My Story podcast.
My passion lies in empowering women, especially women having lost their husband or separated or divorced. I'm a widow and I would love to empower them, you know, through my experiences by inspiring them with my story.
This is the 45 over 45 chapter where we celebrate rule breakers and role models, the women who inspire us to live life our way and to show their sensuality, beauty, soul, and true essence. Here we talk about what it's like to be 45 plus, adjusting to the changes that come with time, and we listen to the stories of our participants. If you have an interesting story to share, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us on info@alexandrawalker.com, and that's Alexandra spelled with a KS, or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.
Hi Manju, welcome to our studio and welcome to our project. Today, while you're sitting in the makeup chair and Tanya is doing makeup for you, I'll be asking you a few questions. Let's start with telling us a bit about yourself.
Hi, Alexandra. My name is Manju Sharma Lalwani. I am 50 and a mother of two young men. I am an immigrant from India. Lived in New Zealand, then moved here in 2006. So been away from home about 22 years. And to summarize my life, I am a glass half full kind of person where I live life queen size.
Oh, that's nicely said. So, what are you most passionate about?
With my life experiences and what I've gone through, I think my passion lies in empowering women, especially women who are immigrants or having lost their husband or separated or divorced. I'm a widow and I would love to empower them, you know, through my experiences by inspiring them with my story, how I have dealt with grief and being alone and how you can do it.
It's a very important thing to know how to manage when you suddenly meet this kind of situation. So how did you manage with the, do you have any advice to women who go through losses, any losses, like as you said, divorce or death of their close ones?
Mainly for me, I have been doing this I've been involved in things like this to empower women and writing stories and stuff. My story I've shared actually. I could share with you later on. I think financial independence is very important. You may be with a partner who may be the richest man, but I think you should have an identity and do something when something like this happens, especially mine was not planned. It happened abruptly, but I had financial independence that I at least didn't have to worry about that while dealing with. And being an immigrant, if I didn't have a job, if I relied on my husband, probably I've had to probably pack my bags and go back home, you know. So having that independence, it's empowering that I'm looking after myself and my boys. I mean, they are older now, but still I had to pay the bills, pay the mortgage. So I think that's important. Plus to have a positive outlook, like you can't change things and you have to accept, move on. It's not easy. I've been there. It's not easy. Grief, cry, have good friends around you who are genuine and who will give you honest advice. And I've been lucky in that as well. And yeah, I found peace in spirituality. I'm not religious, but I respect all religion, but to believe in good karma, help people who come your way, be honest. So I think that really helped me. Being my soul was healing, doing those things. And if I can help one person with my, instead of sitting and crying and sulking, all this happened to me, yeah, that's what helped me. And I'm so glad that with my story, I can reach out to women who are struggling and that you can do it. You know, get a job, do anything, have an identity, have that money coming in your account to make you feel that, yes, I can look after myself.
Mm, yeah, I think it's financial independence. It's always important for women to feel not dependent, yes, on anyone if anything happens, whatever it is. And plus, it's just makes you feel that you're mean something, exactly, or you do some meaningful things, or you earn your own income.
Yeah.
So everyone knows that with age we change. But what positive changes have you experienced so far?
For me, I have definitely become more resilient and have learned to put myself first by setting boundaries. Before, I probably was not a people pleaser, but I could never say no to someone. I would put my feelings, my whatever behind and put the other person's feelings first, so much so that I couldn't even tell the person, hey, I don't like this. Or if you ordered food for me, which I didn't like, I would still eat thinking, oh, he or she will feel bad. I was that person many, many years ago. But I've learned to, yeah, say no. And again, after losing my husband, I realized how resilient I had become. While still grieving, you know, I was able to pick myself up pretty quickly. And I continued to do well personally and professionally.
Good quality which comes with age.
Yes.
What is the biggest challenge for you at the moment with this age?
Okay, it may sound very arrogant or pompous, but I think age is just a number. And I can fit in any age group. I can sit with a 12-year-old or 90-year-old and still start a conversation and understand their you know, way of life. Mm-hmm. But again, having lost my best friend, my husband, who I was married to for almost 24 years, my biggest challenge currently is living without that care and nurturing that I had received from him for many years. Mm-hmm. But now again, I have learned to be content on my own, or rather feeling complete in myself without needing, as much as I miss that, I'm quite, yeah, I think that also comes with age, right? Where you're able to feel complete on your own. But that was a challenge to come to that level.
To feel complete on your own without relying on your partner or someone near you. It's quite a difficult task.
Oh, it is, it is.
I know that we lost my dad 9 years ago, and my mom is still struggling with accepting that, and 9 years later, so it's quite a challenge.
It is. And I do have my moments. It's not like I'm all strong. I break down, I cry, but as they say, you know, I get up, fix my crown, and I face the world, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think is your greatest accomplishment?
I have many, but I think it stands out where I have been able to achieve having a great work-life balance, mm-hmm, having been a really hands-on mom, and also in my career I have not been behind. I have progressed in my career. I'm in a very good position in my company. Mm-hmm. And also my boys now are men, doing very well in their areas. And that, of course, was possible because my husband was a really supportive husband who wanted me to go and get the job. And it required lots of traveling internationally, nationally. But he'd say, you go, I'll look after the kids. Sorry. And so I think that's my achievement. Where I am today is because of that, being able to balance both. I just didn't go all career and left my family. Mm-hmm. I was able to raise my voice in a most balanced way, yeah.
That's wonderful. So if you could go back and meet your 30-year-old self, what advice would you give her?
Yeah, so for me, I'm going to tweak that a bit because I got married young. So in my 30s, I was already a mother of two and a struggling immigrant. So I was pretty much what and how I wanted to be in life in my 30s. But if I had to advise myself, it would be my 20-year-old self. Mm-hmm. Because that's when I think I should have set boundaries, telling people, no, I don't want to eat that food, or I don't like you saying that to me. So if it was my advice to my 20-year-old self would be set boundaries. Mm-hmm. And you have to put yourself first sometimes, not everyone else and you behind.
Okay, and what advice would you give younger women who will eventually undergo these changes, will reach this age and will face the changes of the age?
Sure. Definitely self-care, self-love, me first, but not in a selfish way. And again, everyone is beautiful in their own way, so beauty exudes from the inside out. Let your inner self glow and always try to be a better version of you by comparing yourself to your own self. Mm-hmm. Like what I was yesterday, I want to be better. Yeah. But not comparing yourself with anyone else. Like say, for example, what I do, say I go to the gym, I'm very much into fitness. I don't compete with what other people are doing. Mm-hmm. I look at how much did I achieve, how many calories did I lose yesterday. I want to do it better today, more today, not like looking at other people's achievements. Mm-hmm. So yeah, love yourself. Not again in a selfish way, not like forgetting you live in a society, but yeah, be your true self from inside and you will be the most beautiful, most happy, content person.
I also want to talk about the body image and how we have this picture of the perfect body in our heads. Mm. And where do you think this idea of perfect body image comes from?
Yeah, I think even me sometimes when I see, pictures on Instagram where skinny, you think, oh my God, no stomach, no flab, I think, why, I look big or whatever. But I think I've realized that it is definitely all this social media, when you catwalk, it's the skinniest model. Why can't I be a model? Even for me, I'm short, but why can't I walk? Short people don't wear clothes. Yeah. They do. So I think that's definitely the pressure and the peer pressure where everyone is trying to take the best picture, looking slim, trim, whatever. I'm sure everyone goes through that. We want to be that someone instead of, it goes to my previous one where I compare with me, yeah, not with anybody else, which again, it may sound very perfect. It doesn't come easy. Even I go through those where, oh my God, why can't I be skinnier or flawless skin or whatever. But definitely, I think our social media and all the music videos you see with only skinny models, mm, I guess young girls get into the zone thinking this is what you have to be.
Yeah. And what does it mean to you, feeling good and looking good? What do you think comes first, or what comes first for you?
For me, feeling good is from within, and that comes first because, mm-hmm, I'm sure everyone has experienced that. When you feel good from inside, and again, happiness is not something you can go to a place and find happiness. Mm-hmm. It comes from within. So when you feel good from inside, you definitely feel good on the outside and it exudes and you glow and you radiate, really. And my feel good factor is actually for me, like literally breaking the norm as girls, you're always made to feel that you need a man to be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And as much as, yes, they do bring happiness, I'm not anti men, but you look after yourself. Like I'm single, I would love to have, of course, love for the second time, but I can be happy looking after myself, feeling good. I earn my own money. I am an independent woman. And I think that makes me extremely happy that, oh my God, I can do this. I never thought I could. Losing a husband of 24 mm-hmm. years. So definitely that feeling of being empowered that, oh my God, I did this and I can do this. And also make other women who are struggling have that empowered feeling. Yeah. It's definitely my passion and my feel good factor.
That's great. And what makes you feel the most beautiful?
Again, as much as I like being single and being independent, I have been in love and been married to a man who loved me like crazy. So I'm a true romantic and I want to be in love and be loved. And I think that definitely truly when that one person makes you feel like you are, you know, the love of their life, definitely makes you feel like the most beautiful person on earth. And again, I was very fortunate to have that with my husband. But right now, I'm so busy loving myself and being in charge of my life. So in the next phase, this phase of my life, I feel beautiful that I can still continue to feel that beauty inside me by being single as well.
I like the phrase, I'm so busy by loving myself. Yeah. I will take it yeah. for myself as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm very busy loving myself. So I'm being loved by me, so that's the most beautiful feeling.
Yeah. And do you have any favorite quote about being a woman?
I have several, but the one that actually conveys the message that is close to my life right now is by Eleanor Roosevelt, mm-hmm. former First Lady of the United States, which goes, a woman is like a tea bag. You can't tell how strong it is until you put her in hot water, which was me.
You know, it's so interesting that when I did my episode of podcast, which is, I think, number 25, I did give exactly the same quote, and that's my favorite one. Yeah. And I love it. And I think that's all your things, what you told me during this interview, exactly showing that your resilience.
And it is short and so powerful that you know, really, I didn't know I was so strong till I had to be put in that hot water. Yeah. And that didn't burn me, but I, you know, I made the water cool.
Yeah. Also, I know that there is a saying that God doesn't give you tests which you cannot pass.
Yes, I believe that. He must think I'm the best student he has, so he put me through the... I'm not the only one. I know there are many who are going through worse than me, but for me, it was the worst thing in my life, you know, that could happen.
So you can go through that and start inspiring others with your example, with your experience and helping them. And yeah, I also believe that sometimes we have those tests so we can start helping others.
Yes, 100%. And I believe that I have been put in this path for a reason. And I don't want to just... that's why I'm sharing my stories. I know many people would struggle to sit, you know, speak the truth or share their stories. I know many women have reached out to me where they say, wow, how can you share your stories openly? I said, you know, it's not because I'm sharing it like having fun sharing this. But if one person is listening, they're struggling to come out of that grief. And if I can make that one person feel, oh, if she can do it, I can do it. That's my path right now, and that's my passion.
So how do you do it? You have your website, or like how women, if they need help, or how they would find you? Or
I don't have a website yet, but I actually, in fact, just before I, you know, got in touch with you, was it during, I can't remember exact, but few months or this year starting, I was contacted by a women's magazine, Indian women's magazine online called Sakhi Online. Sakhi means friends in the meaning, translates to friend. And they asked me like if I could do, you know, some article, and I did. I shared my story, and I did say, you know, mention that if anybody is struggling there, just want to have a chat, I'm there. So I did give my, you know, it was on Facebook, the magazine advertised, mm-hmm. and some people reached out on Facebook Messenger and wanted my number and wanted to talk. Many, many, many compliments from women were saying, my God, I want to meet you, I want to talk to you. And so here, yeah, I'm happy even here to share my Insta or maybe mobile. I wouldn't give away because I do get crazy men also. And I've had to block many. Yeah, my Facebook. I don't have a website. I don't think I can. I have a busy work as well. But yeah, happy to.
So we will put your link to your Instagram.
Yes, that would be.
So if anyone needs help, they can reach you through the Instagram.
Definitely, that would be lovely.
That's great. Thank you, Manju. Thank you very much for your sharing your story and for joining our project. I hope you will enjoy today's photo shoot.
Thank you. It's great, and thanks for the opportunity.
If you have an interesting story to share, we'd love for you to participate. You can email us on info@alexandrawalker.com, and that's Alexandra spelled with a KS, or visit our website, alexandrawalker.com.